Good morning, welcome to all those that are with us for the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Hoshana Rabbah, Halacha Beis, paragraph Hey, the final paragraph. Before we begin, we dedicate the Shir today for a complete Refuah Shalema for Chaviva Chana Basgalia, for Gavriel Shloimoy Benidit, for Yusbehendel Bas Gitalea, Rochel Leah Bas Yusbehendel, Aviv Ilana Bas Yusbehendel, Rivka Chava Bas Yehudis, Chaim David Ben Chanafega, and all the others that need Refuas and Yeshuas. We're completing this halacha now, which was speaking primarily, especially about the topic of Eitza Toiva, based on chapters 61, in the first half of Likutei Moran, and chapter 5 in the second half of Likutei Moran. And we spoke about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. Now Rav Nosson Zal gives us a closing remarks on the topic of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Va'oz b'shmini atzeres, she'oz nizgalen b'chinas hamayim tohir manal. And then on Shmini Atzeres, when there are revealed, there has been revealed already, the pure waters. He's saying on Shmini Atzeres will be revealed these pure waters. How? Ki oz maschilen geshem. Because on Shmini Atzeres is when we recite the special prayer for rain. Lehispalel al hamayim kanal, which focuses, the whole prayer speaks about Mayim. V'oz nishlam b'chinas tikkun ha-malchus. And then the tikkun, the perfection of the malchus, is completed. V'zoichin le'emunas chachomim b'shlemus. And we achieve a completion of emunas chachomim. V'oz nishlam ha-toyra. And that's also when the Torah is completed. We finish the reading of the Torah. Ki ikar shleimus ha-toyroh hu'alidei emunas chachomim. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 61, the main completeness of the Torah is dependent on emunas chachomim. It's dependent on the Torah shebal peh. Shalidei zeh nisrabin asforim. Because it's in the Torah shebal peh that we're constantly producing new sforim, additional sforim, which complete the Torah. V'alkein mashlimim u'mesayimim ha-toyroz, and this is why we finish, we complete the Torah on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. V'chol echod loikeach es ha-toyroh u'makifin es ha-shulchan voisin Simchas Torah. And every single Jew in the shul holds the Sefer Torah and goes around the bima with the Sefer Torah, celebrating, dancing. Ki kol echod mi'Yisroel yesh lo chelek ba-toyroh. Because every single Jew has a portion in the Torah. We mentioned many times the word Yisrael makes up the first letters of Yesh, Shishim, Ribui, Oisiois, La Torah. That there are 600,000 letters in the Torah corresponding to the 600,000 souls of the Jewish people. V'oz nichlolim kulam yachad. And it's on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah that all Jews merge together. V'nichlolin kol chelkei ha-Torah b'yachad, and all parts of the Torah, all portions of the Torah come together. Shezeu b'chinas asois sforim harbe hanemar shum. This is what Rabbeinu Zal refers to in chapter 61 when he quotes the pasuk in Koheles, generate many sforim from the Torah. Shalidei zeh yesh la ha-Torah shleimus, and that's what gives the Torah its completeness. Because the portion that each and every single Jew has in the Torah, ze bechinas sefer Torah shaloi, that's that Jew's sefer Torah. His sefer Torah is his contribution. Because remember, the law about a sefer Torah is that if one letter is missing, if one letter is defective, the entire sefer Torah is puzzle. So every letter completes the Sefer. With each and every letter, the Torah is complete. If any letter is missing or defective, the entire Torah is incomplete. V'chol echod v'yechod im chelkoi v'sifroi sheyesh loy ba'toira, and each and every individual Jew with their portion and their book that they have as part of the Torah, michlol and yachad, all come together. V'oz yesh la'toira shleimus, and that's when the Torah is complete. V'oz ha'toira bebechinas luchai seven, and then the Torah achieves that status, that title of luchai seven, tablets of stone, shenichleles bechochma ilah, which plug into and merge and connect with the chochma ilah, which is way above the Torah, bechinas even shesia, which is associated with that special rock from which the world was originated, which was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'oz nimtokin kol hatzimtzumim v'chol hadinim shevoilam. And then when this happens, all constrictions, all judgments, all negativity in the world is eliminated. Kimavur kol zeh heite b'maim ranal. As Rabbein Azal explains this very clearly in chapter 61 in Likutei Moran. V'al kein, and therefore, kol echod v'echod oila l'toiroz. Every single Jew, every single male Jew gets called up to the Torah on Simchas Torah. Shekol zeh hu bechinas shekol echod nichlal im chelkoi b'soich haTorah. This shows us that each and every single person is plugging in, is with their portion into the Torah. Kedei sheyia haTorah klula mikol nafshos Yisrael yachad, so that the Torah should become inclusive of all the Jewish souls together, Shehim Klolius Kol Chalkei HaTorah, which are the collection of all the different portions of the Torah. V'oz yesh la haTorah Shleimus, and then the Torah becomes complete. V'oz nichleles haTorah b'sharosha, and then the Torah can connect with its source, which is b'chochma ilah demitamo nafkes, which is called Chachma Ilah, which is where the Torah comes from, where the Torah draws its light from. V'zeh b'chinas, and now we'll understand the end of the Torah and how it connects with the beginning of the Torah. The last three words in the Torah at the end of Parshas V'zois HaBrocha are Le'enei Kol Yisrael, the great accomplishments which Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished before the eyes of the entire Jewish people. That's the closing statement. And the opening word in the Torah, which is what we read right after we complete the Torah, is Bereishis. And Rav Nosson Zal says what this is teaching us is, Hainu, al yidei, and in fact, many Hasidic gedolim, many Hasidic rabbis, gave shiurim to connect the end of the Torah with the beginning of the Torah. Rabbeinu Zal himself has a major chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 67, in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is entitled Bereishis Le'enei Kol Yisrael. Hainu, al yidei shenichlolim kol Yisrael biyachad, by all the Jews merging together, combining together, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, Shaydezeh nechlolin kol chelkei haTorah, which brings all the different portions of the Torah together. V'oz haTorah nechleles b'sharosha, and then the Torah can merge back into its source, shehu chochma ilah, shezeh b'chinas bereishis, and that's what the term bereishis represents, the chochma ilah. Ki bereishis hu bechinas chochma ilah, bechinas reishis chochma. There's a pasuk, reishis chochma. So we see that reishis represents chochma. Vezehu, and this is why we finish the Torah, le'enei kol Yisrael, and then we begin bereishis. Meaning, v'oz kishenich, that all the Jews are uniting together, and through this we're bringing about that connection between the Torah and chochma ilah. Va'oz kishmichlolim kulan yachad, and then when all Jews and all parts of the Torah come together, nase simcha, this generates tremendous simcha. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, oir tzadikim yismach, the light of tzadikim will bring happiness. Kimavur b'mayim ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions at the end, all the way at the end of chapter 61 in Likutei Moran. V'alkein zoichin oz l'simcha. And that's why Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah is the ultimate celebration of simcha, happiness. Bechinas Simchas Torah. Baruch Hashem lo'olam, amen v'amen. With this, Rav Nosson Zal concludes the halachas of Hashanah Rabbah and actually concludes all the halachas that started from Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, Hashanah Rabbah, and finally, Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. Any questions, please? Once again, to fully appreciate this chapter of Likutei Halachos, if a person were to study chapter 61 in Likutei Maran, and if possible, to recite the tefillah, the prayer in Likutei Tefillos, tefillah 61 in Likutei Tefillos, it'll increase your clarity, your understanding of this halacha.